Warwick Nabil is the second meeting today in Victoria. Don't be concerned if you've got an Echuca form guide. It was a transfer yesterday, a bit of a cross state almost. Well, from the north of the state to halfway down at least, switch. Trav Noonan's going to take us through the program. Before we get to Trav, we'll just update you on the distance changes for some of these races today. Race number one stays at 1,200 metres. Race number two is 1,300 metres back to 1,200 metres. Race number three, probably the most, three and four are probably the two races that are impacted the most. Both race three and four were scheduled to be run over 1,400 metres. They come back to 1,200 metres. Race five, 2,100 metres back to 2,000 metres in the last two races, as per your form guide, if you're working off an Echuca form guide. But a different track dynamic to deal with, different track conditions certainly to deal with, and a lot of scratchings to deal with, as we say, a very good morning to Trav Noonan.
Yeah, definitely the case, Brendan, and good morning to you and as well as all the listeners out there. It is a bit of a different circumstance with Warwick Nabil from Echuca, and I think the main one was Echuca was in that heavy range, whereas Warwick Nabil sort of dried up and is just in that borderline soft range. So looking forward to the card, though. Hopefully we can find some winners.
Soft 5 is the track running for Warwick Nabil today. The first is for the two-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Scratchings from the opening event are runners 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 10, 12 and 13. We await a rider for number 8, Choisir Desert. The Chris Calthorpe runner there. The favourite is Miss Chevy. It's number 11, $1.55 for Harry and Ostie Coffee. Shadow Hawk, $2.90. Choisir Desert out to $10.19. Straight ahead, Eagle Victory is a $21 chance. Only five to pick from in the first here. Trav, who's going to win it?
Yeah, I think it'd be hard-pressed to go against this favourite, Miss Cheviot, who's put in two good performances that are only two starts at the races. On her first start at Swan Hill over the Carnival, she was very competitive behind My Numero Uno, who looks a handy galloper. And then last time at Flemington, despite being 100-1 in the two-year-old final there, she raced really well, was only on the heels of the winners there, two lengths off Jagar and Stalking. That form looks really good for a race like this with only the five runners in it. She should take a power of beating Miss Cheviot. Three, Shadow Hawk, didn't have everything go his way on debut at Geelong. He gets the blinkers on here, and in the small field, he's in logical danger. And then the two Rod Simons runners. I thought five straight ahead could improve on its debut performance, and nine Eagle Victory. Eight Swazir Desert just didn't do much at the Geelong jump outs. But yeah, 11, 3, 5 and 9 in the opener.
Race number two, a maiden over now, the 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 6, 8, 14, 15 and 16. Couple of riders to check. Five, 7, Amy's Pride is Joe Bowditch. 18, Cheneford is Zach Spain. Quintallo, number 10, is the tab fixed odds favourite at $1.90. To Mug Ruth is $6.50. Monsieur de Lune at $7, $8 for Roanoke. Punter at 10, Amy's Pride, 13, 18 for Speedy Akiti.
Now, I'm with Mug Ruth here. I think he provides a bit of value against Quintallo, who's drawn gate 1, which could be a little bit tricky around Warwick Nabil. It is a track where you want momentum coming around the home turn. If it gets locked away, it could be in a real tricky spot. I thought Mug Ruth was very good at the end of last campaign when running second at Stony Creek and has returned at the jump outs this campaign in good order. Both of the recent jump outs have been good, and Jack Hill and John Price both in good form at the minute. So happy to be with Mug Ruth on top. To beat the 10 Quintallo, who's done nothing really wrong at its two starts to date. First run at Geelong was good. Second run at Werribee was okay. Comes back from a spell with a good trial at Traralgon when really attacking the line there late. It's definitely a winning chance, just looks very short at the current price. Needs a good gap back then to the third pick, 1, Monsieur de Lune, who's jumped out reasonably well and is from a good camp. And then 11, Roanoke for Mark Kavanagh and Craig Robertson, who did run well on its debut run. If he could find that form, would be competitive. Numbers there at 2, 10, 1 and 11.
Race number 3 on the program is a 3-year-old maiden plate. This race 1,400 metres back to 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 4, 6, 8, 10 and 13. Still awaiting a rider for number 11, Gunner Gunner. Firecat is the Tam Fixed Odds favourite at $2.60. Twiggy Pop, $2.90. Gunner Gunner, $4.60. Baron of Bedford, $5.50. Out to Echo Blossom at 12.
Yeah, competitive little race this. I think Twiggy Pop, though, gets his right conditions here. I think last time he maybe just gassed out a little bit on the heavy track. He did a lot of work, loomed like he was going to win the race, and then he's probably his last 100 was the weakest of his sort of performance there. I think now fitter, third up, Joe Bowditch, gate 12 at Warrington Bills, probably not a bad thing, can just build momentum. I think he's well placed here. To beat the two Baron of Bedford, who I thought was a good run first up there at Geelong, in a pretty strong maiden behind Huguenot. 1,200's probably, he would have preferred the 1,400 that this race was going to be, but 1,200, he can still run well. 9, Firecat, I just don't think was fit enough first up, can be improved on that performance, has a really good run at Pakenham on its CV, and 12, Making Headway, can improve on the turf track. 5, 2, 9 and 12.
Race number 4 is a 0-58 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 16. Rider for 15, Epaulette Prince, is Michaela Lawrence. Rider for number 17, Koala Bull, is Zoe Lloyd. The Tam Fixed Odds favourite, number 3, Apologetic, $3.70. 6, The Prayers, $4. 4, Galaxy Pirate, $5.50 with High Delta. Just Stella at $7.750. Honey Wine out to We Want Frankie at 12.
Yeah, this is an interesting race because it was meant to be at 1,400 metres, and the majority of these horses, I think, are looking for 1,400 and if not further. So went with a horse I think is probably better placed at 1,200, and that's the 3, Apologetic. He's been right around the mark this campaign for Colin Scott. He's had the 2 runs back at Donald and at Echuca. I thought the last start effort behind No Shame and Alternate Reality was quite good. The 3rd horse out of that race won yesterday. I think it's pretty solid form for this race here, and I think Apologetic is one of the good plays of the day here. Happy to put him on top of 8 Just Stella, who would have to put her hand up, Brennan, as one of the most consistent horses in Victoria. Just races well often. Even though she's had the 93 starts, she's going to be very, very competitive here. 4 Galaxy Pirate. He's probably looking for a bit further than the 1,200, but he'll be attacking the line strong and did race well last time at Lakeside. And 6 The Prez. Don't know sort of what to do with him. I thought he was a stayer early on, and here he is at 1,200. But at his best, he could be competitive. 3, 8, 4, 6.
Race number 5 on the card is a 0-58 over the 2,000 metres back from the 2,100. Scratchings here are 10, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Lewis German picks up the ride on number 2, Lamar. Volatile Stock is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at 4.20. Barmerel, 4.60. Yalara, 4.60. Chalkwedge at 6. Lamar at $8.50. 9.50. Tannawall and Shilajit at $12. Trav, I'm pretty sure, well, if it's not the first, it's only one of a handful of runners. Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott have had it. Warwick Nabil.
Yeah, I reckon that would be, you'd have to be spot on there. You wouldn't have thought they'd have too many. I think their horse Llama can definitely bounce back on a turf track, but I'm happy to go with the Trent Besutton and Natalie Young trained runner here, Volatile Stock on top. All of his runs this campaign have been really good, except for his failure on the synthetic. So if you take that out of his form line, and I think he's really well placed. He got a long way back to 3 starts ago at Echuca, which probably cost him close to finish. And last time at Cranbourne in a benchmark 64, he battled along really well. He drops back to a 0-58 here. He's sort of the horse on the up as a 3-year-old. I think he's quite well placed with the informed Craig Newitt, who's just riding winners at long prices often at the moment. So 4 Volatile Stock on top. From the 6, Yalara, who's racing in really good form this campaign, was competitive last time at Echuca, gets Johnny Allen. The in-form Amy and Ashiagi stable will have him right in the finish. 2 Llama can bounce back after a big failure last time on the synthetic, but he's got some strong SP profiles. And 1 Barmer L, who's racing really well this campaign, has a real affinity with Logan McNeil. 4, 6, 2, 1.
4, 5, 2, and 1 thereafter. Race number 5. If Yalara was your second pick there, Trav?
Yeah, sorry, that is my bad.
Yep, number 5. Yep. Race 6 on the program is 0 to 58 over the 1,200 metres. Scratchings here from the 6. Runners 1, 2, 8, 15, 16 and 17. Sky Royale for the Callies is the favourite here at $3.70. Mr Grumpy, $5, $6.50. Zoom A's, Ocean Dew at 7. The Mood I'm In at 10, along with Kissy Me. Diplomatic Miss, a little $11 chance with Blacklisted. Then Danger in the Past at 15.
Yeah, competitive little race. I'm going with Mr. Grumpy, though, here, who has his second run for the Kane Harris stable. He had some really solid form in New South Wales sort of last year, and he's had only the one run for the stable at Pakenham where he drew wide, sort of gassed out a little bit late. He's got a good second-up record, 5 goes for the 2 wins, a second and a third. And he does appreciate soft tracks and gets the big booking of Craig Newitt, who's in some really good form at the minute. So happy to be with him, 3, Mr. Grumpy, from 5, Sky Royale, who was favourite here last time and raced reasonably well back in 4th behind Zacharach. If he holds that form, he's going to be competitive, but he is pretty short at the current quote. 11's Amaze can bounce back after a failure last time in the synthetic, and 9, Kissy Me, is racing well. 3, 5, 11, 9.
Final event on the programs, a 0 to 58 over the 1,000. Scratchings here from the last to runners 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 11 and 16. Rider for 17, Daylight Shadow is Zoe Lloyd. Destiny's Republic is the favourite at $3.30. Pell's Reward at $3.50. Havor at $4.40. Funding at $7.50. Perfect War at $9.50. Chance and Rono Gironda at $10.
Yeah, I thought this was the best of the day here in the last, Pell's Reward. He's, a very speedy customer when he's up and going, and recent jump out at Bendigo is a sign that he might be right at his very best. It was extremely good work. He just went to the front there and was way too quick for his opposition. He's got a handy record on soft tracks. He gets Zach Spain drawn out. I think he can go to the front. I think he takes a power beating here. 3, Pell's Reward, first up for Kim Hahn. No real knocks on the 8, Havor, in this company, who back on a turf track can definitely improve for John Allen. 2, Destiny's Republic's been good in some country races in New South Wales. Don't necessarily know how to line up that form, but the stable's going really well. And 10, Funding's always competitive. 3, 8, 2 and 10 in the last. The best bet, race 7, number 3, Pell's Reward. I think he's really well placed coming off that hot Bendigo jump out. I think $3 plus is a good bet. The next best, race 4, number 3, Apologetic, who's well placed in the 1400 metre race, turned to 1200 with the change from Echuca to Warwicknabeal. The Quaddy, race 4, I'm taking 3 and 8. Race 5, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. Race 6, 3, 5, 9, 11. And race 7 will just come home with 3 and 8. There for today's meeting at Warwicknabeal.
Best of luck today, Trav.
You too, Brennan.